Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of Bookwormies. I am your host, Aaron Helton, here to take you down the wonderful world of nonfiction books. Today, I'm talking about a book called Crucial Accountability. Now, this is, I believe, the second book that came after a book called Crucial Conversations. These paired books are about tools for their relative concepts like accountability and conversations. Now, I'm only focusing on the book Crucial Accountability because I have read it. However, I have some coworkers and acquaintances that have read Crucial Conversations, and hopefully the concepts that I'll talk about in accountability are mimicked within Crucial Conversations. So hopefully that will drive you to try out both of these books, but I can only speak to my own experience as per the usual. So with that, let's go ahead and dive right in. The concept of crucial accountability, first and foremost, when we talk about business or even in personal life, the concept of being accountable. Now, I recently spoke of a book, A Failure of Nerve, that spoke of kind of a need for more self-accountability as we have kind of overcorrected as a society towards over-empathizing, which inherently empathy is not bad, but any strength taken to an extreme could become a weakness. So that's why too much accountability becomes micromanaging and hierarchical and damaging in that sense. Whereas the opposite, of course, like we talked about in that episode, over-empathizing can lead to a lack of stepping up, so to speak. And so talking about crucial accountability here, the main things that I take away from this book, it's about 260-ish pages or so. And the main things I take away from this book are just how many tools are actually within it. You know, we talk about accountability and a lot of times it's let's just own up to whatever it is that's going on. However, there are a lot of factors that go into owning up. That's why let me take a step back. When I mentioned like over accountable, when there's a surplus of accountability in like a business, so to speak, it's everybody's being micromanaged. There's too much, right? And there's no psychological safety. And so when it comes to accountability, there's aspects of, okay, I need to feel safe enough owning my mistake or owning something that had happened. And then there also needs to be a shared reality of, okay, here's what really happened, or at least what we kind of agree on was the issue. Because it could be a systems issue, you know, taking a, for instance, a factory, you know, if a machine messes up, well, is that the fault of the person or the machine? Well, is the maintenance person that should have watched the machine? Is it a freak accident? What actually happened? So how do we form accountability around that instance? And so when I think of that, I also think with the psychological safety side, there's also the relationship. Where are we moving forward? Where are we going from here? What are the expectations for follow-up with this form of accountability? So one thing I really enjoy about this book, and by the way, this thing, I have so many tabs into this book, it looks like a porcupine, let me tell you. But one of the interesting concepts that I really enjoy is on page 60. It says, consider the six sources of influence. And it has a bit of a Punnett square. If you're familiar with a Punnett square, that is from your science class when they had the tall plants and the small plants or short plants. And they talked about the genes of if two tall parents have a child plant, it will likely be tall. If two small plants have a child plant, it will likely be small. And it was talking about that. And so a Punnett square is we have motivation and ability at the very top. So top, we have motivation, and then we have ability. On the left columns for the rows, rather, so the columns are motivation, 1, 2, 3, ability, 1, 2, 3. And then we have on the rows, personal, social, and structural. And so reading this out from top left to bottom right, the six sources of influence are personal. It is want to under personal and motivation, and then can do under personal and ability. Second, we have social. It is peer pressure under motivation and social. And then we have help from others under ability and social. And then finally, for structural and motivation, we have carrots and sticks under motivation and structural. And then we have structures, environments, and tools under ability and structural. So this is a lot to basically say. There are a lot of factors when you are considering accountability, such as the want to do something, which is the motivation to follow up and be accountable. Then there's the ability. Are they able to take accountability? Plus, are they able to follow up or change or grow based on something? Using that example of the machine breaking down, right? Do we have the ability to be accountable for that? Well, maybe it was actually just something internal that our maintenance could not have caught, or it was some environmental factor of something just lined up perfectly. It could have been a perfect storm. And so on that aspect, it's the idea of, okay, we've got all these different factors going into accountability. Second, we have the social aspects, which are help from others versus peer pressure. You know, the motivation of when this comes from like peer pressure versus help from others, I think of Adam Grant's TED Talk about givers versus takers. Now, if you remember, Adam Grant was somebody I mentioned. Adam Grant's Think Again was a book that I reviewed way back in my early stages of this podcast. But Adam Grant talked about givers versus takers. Givers are those, oh yeah, I'll give the shirt off my back. And takers are those who say, oh, awesome, I'll take it. Right. And he talked about culture in the sense of if you have a culture full of givers, they're going to push out takers because they're like, that is not how we do things. Whereas if there's a certain ratio, I think he said it needs about 80% givers in order to have a giver culture. And so if you have a ratio that's more 50-50 of takers givers, then there's going to be some unfair behaviors or behavioral dynamics, I will say. And so that's an opportunity for accountability. But on the social side, that's what I think of when we think of peer pressure and help from others. Like peer pressure is the motivation for accountability. It's okay, everybody here is putting their hard hat back in a certain spot, right? In their locker or whatever at the end of the day. And you say, okay, so because everybody's doing it, I will do that. And so it's a motivating factor that is social. And then the ability is help from others. The ability to be accountable, having that sort of support system. And that gives you that ability to be accountable versus if people, for instance, shamed you for mistakes, that would not be psychologically safe. And then I won't speak too much on the structural side of things because, you know, structures are structures, right? And that does, in a way, speak to, on the motivational side, psychological safety. And the ability side is, as we mentioned, structures, environments, and processes. So another thing that I enjoy about this book, similar to other books I've reviewed in the past, I really enjoy the aspect of the key points being at the end of the chapters. So especially for somebody like me, when there are books like this that are educational or have so many tools within them, it's very helpful to look back and say, oh man, you know, I really appreciate that I can just get the snippets at the end of each chapter, because in that sense, I'm now able to reread these books more efficiently. And especially if you're like me and you have tabs and highlights and stickers and folded dog-eared pages and your book really definitely looks red, it helps even more because there's a tab at the end of each chapter just saying, hey, here's the stuff that you can catch up on. So ultimately, this book is chocked full of so many tools, resources, ways to consider accountability. And I appreciate this book purely because of the tools within it. It's just 250, 260 pages of tools, considerations. Now, as I mentioned, I read books slow. So I would recommend, as per the usual, read this book slow. Check it out. Really try and implement hands-on some of the topics that this talks about and play around with how do you, like, what is your relationship with accountability? So to leave you on something to think about, what is your relationship with accountability? Does it sound like scary to think about? Are you a decision maker and you have trouble keeping others accountable? Or are you usually on the other side of being held accountable and it's, you know, has a tough relationship? You know, it's something that leaves a gross taste in your mouth or something similar. Think about that. But as per usual, thank you so much for stopping by and diving into the wonderful world of nonfiction books. As always, I am your host, Aaron Helton, and I will see you next time. Thank you.
Into this episode proudly presented by the APNM Group, a subsidiary of Alja Productions, LLC. We strive to produce content that informs, entertains, and adds value to your day. We value your input and would be delighted to hear your thoughts in the comments about this episode. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please engage with us in the comments section or via our social media platforms. Your feedback helps us shape our content and uncover new topics that matter to our listeners. If this episode resonated with you, we kindly ask that you rate and review this show on your preferred podcast platform. Sharing this podcast with friends and family helps us reach more listeners and continue delivering content you enjoy. For more information about the podcast, the host, or our parent company, please visit the link in this episode's description. Also visit us on YouTube and Rumble to see and hear every content produced by Alja Productions. Thank you once again for your time and support. Until next time, stay tuned and stay inspired.